This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 11-7-22. The name of the patient is Joseph Barica, B-A-R-I-C-A. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardiCare Associates letterhead file, Streco space Barica space J. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 11-7-22. Referring physician, Marion Bob hyphen McCoy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 66-year-old male with history of hypertension, obesity, and inappropriate tachycardia for stress test on medication, parentheses, Topo XL 50 milligrams, amlodipine 5 milligrams, and Benicar 20 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, early transition, comma, IVCA, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 70, baseline heart rate, 91 beats per minute, new paragraph. Patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 4 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute to stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 132, parentheses, 86% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 153 over 65 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20196, period, new paragraph. Patient not experiencing chest discomfort during stress, the recovery period. He experienced dyspnea with stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6 METs. The patient had an initial increase in blood pressure in response to stress. But then a plateau with the next level of stress, consistent with blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had an increased heart rate response to exercise, consistent with a deconditioned response to stress, and was able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate on his beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure 110 over 60, a heart rate of 99 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress. Correction, there were isolated VPCs during stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress, the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise, left lateral decubitus position, parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak studies were technically adequate, and of poor quality for parasternal views and fair quality for apical views. Correction, poor quality for the parasternal parasternal views and fair quality for apical views. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. Correction. The baseline study was technically adequate and a fair quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of poor quality for parasternal views and fair quality for apical views. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph. Post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with decreased systolic distal cavitary size, without systolic cavitary obliteration, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions, 1. Normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced dyspnea with stress, consistent with a deconditioned response to stress, with an exercise, with fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6 METs. 4, the patient had Initial increase in blood pressure response to stress consistent with his history of hypertension, but with a plateau with the next level of stress consistent with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. Make that consistent with his history of hypertension and a deconditioned response to stress with effective blunting, etc. Next sentence, the patient had... an increased heart rate response to stress. But with only attaining blunting of inappropriate tachycardia and only attaining 86% maximum predicted heart rate on his beta blocker. Findings consistent also with a deconditioned response to stress. Five, there were isolated VPCs during stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum projected heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. Decrease distal systolic cavitary size, post-peak stress without systolic cavitary obliteration, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dation. Please add the words normal, this phrase, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, in the above paragraph as well, where it says post-peak stress echocardiogram. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.